What do you know about their offensive line?
That they're big. I believe they average the most weight in the Big Ten, maybe in the country. But they're good players. Obviously, they're experienced. A lot of guys played last year, and I know for a fact it's going to be a dog fight when we get there. So,
how do you combat that size?
Basically, just try to use our speed, try to get our hands inside and throw off, and just try to make the tackle.
You talk about hand fighting. It's something that people don't really pick up on because it's not a sack. It's not a, you know, it's not really a play. It's a technique.
Right.
But it's huge in a game like this because if a big guy like that gets on you, it's over.
It is over. And believe me, my sophomore year going against Wisconsin, I was putting my back a couple times here and there. And, you know, you just got to learn just to get to the chest and try to separate and try to throw off. But, you know, just like I said, they're big guys and it's tough. You know, but I just got to go out and try to do it.
What did you guys do so differently in the second half against them last year? Because they kind of moved you around in the first half.
Yeah, they did. If I remember correctly, you know, we just came out, and I think in the first half, guys were more or less out of position. You know, there was a couple of times watching film from last year. I know out of position a couple of times, and I know Adrian got cut a couple of times on some of the plays. And so I feel like in the second half, we just kind of just rallied back, got in the right position, right alignment. You know, and we just came out and just fought hard. You know, we had to. Wisconsin was a good team last year, and they're even better this year. So,
what type of challenges does John Clay present to you guys as a defense?
Yeah, you know, he's the biggest back that we've seen so far, and he's fast, good feet, good awareness. And so we're definitely going to have to wrap up this week. Got a game tackle, two or three hats on John Clay all the time. So.
And how about when they bring in the other guy?
White.
Yeah, James White.
Yeah, yeah.
He's quicker. How do you gear up for that?
Yeah, it's definitely two different types of running back. It seems like James White likes to get to the outside, whereas John Clay likes to hit you, you know, right down the middle of the pipe. And, you know, it's just things that we just got to be on our toes with. Still, regardless of who's in there, we still got to go tackle, still got to wrap up, still got to have three guys on the ball at all times. So, in that respect, the two different guys, both really good running backs, but if we do what we need to do, which is tackle better, three, four guys on the ball, I think we'll be all right.
Can you talk about Adrian's in another battle against, say, people say Karimi is a first-round pick.
Right, yeah.
Does Adrian get up for these? He wouldn't tell. He probably won't tell us that.
Right. You know what? I think, you know, Adrian will. Of course, he will. I think our best guys are going to play their best game this game. And Adrian is definitely one of our best guys. And I feel as though, you know, Adrian might not show it, but I'm sure when the game time comes, you know, he's going to play his heart out. He's going to play real hard. And you know, Adrian's going to have to raise his level of game. So I'm sure the other guy is, too. So, I mean, it's going to be a good matchup all night long, I believe.
Is he conscious of, you know, okay, I'm across such and such this week? Honestly,
I really think to him that really doesn't matter. I think every game he tries and goes out and give 100%. And so to him, I don't think it matters who's across from him. You know, he's going to give the same effort as if it was a guy who weighed 150 pounds. You know, so he's just going to go hard all the time, no matter who it is.
How about you guys as a whole? I mean, that's a group that's been billed as the number one offensive line in the country.
Right. Yeah, no, and I think it's the same for every guy on the line, you know. No matter how heavy they are or who they are or what their name is, I believe everybody's just going to come out hard. And just like I said, you know, our best players, our most veteran players, the leaders on the team have to play the best game in this game.
You can't really dwell on that, can you, the names across from you?
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, you know, we mention them during our little scout meetings on Fridays, but other than that, you know, that's pretty much it. You know,
they're just numbers.
Just numbers. It's just
Even Coach Rich K. Rich K. doesn't play that name game with you guys.
No, we try not to. You know, because we just go out and we prepare the same and we do the same thing no matter who's lined up against us. So, I mean, not trying to deplete their game plan, right. Saying that they're nobodies or nothing like that. But that's just our approach. We just treat everybody the same. We come out practice the same. We practice hard and we just line up and just play. So.
Did any other team pancake walk you like they did, like you mentioned?
My sophomore year, I was a work in progress, But, yeah, there was a couple teams that did that. But, it's definitely a learning experience for me, and I definitely learned to get my hands inside now and separate and throw off. So.
There's some fans that are getting this Norm chant together. Have you heard about this?
I haven't. I don't know what.
You can chant Norm's name on first down, third downs and stuff.
Oh, no, that would be great. It'd be nice if you could hear it, but I'm not sure. The coach has been telling us that he's doing better, and he's supposed to be back with us here in a couple weeks, so we're just looking forward to that.
You guys, I think one of the units is breaking huddles Saturday with Norm, like saying you guys 1-2-3 Norm. I think it might have been the linebackers. I saw that in the show. Wasn't you guys though, was it?
No, not sure. If we are, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. If we are, if not, of course, Norm is still going to be in our hearts and in our prayers, and we're just hoping for the best for him, so.
Yeah,